Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing podcast titled Forcing the Issue, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Imagine the joy of seeing a windowsill full of colorful crocuses, daffodils, hyacinths, and tulips weeks or even months before they will be blooming in your garden. With a little planning, you can enjoy the spring beauty of flowering bulbs all winter long, or time their flowering for special occasions. When planted outdoors, bulbs receive a natural cooling period in the fall when they establish roots, lie dormant through the winter, and then resume growth in the spring. When bulbs are forced indoors, the dormant period is eliminated, and the entire process is shortened. Bulbs can be planted inside from late September through November for winter color from Christmas to spring. Just about any pot or container that is 4 to 6 inches deep and has drainage holes can be used for forcing bulbs. Pack as many bulbs into the pot as you want, as long as they don't touch each other. Plant them pointed and up, with just the tip showing above the soil, and then soak the pot thoroughly until water runs out of the drainage holes. Store the pot in a cool, dark place for 10 to 14 weeks for the bulbs to root. During this period, check the bulbs occasionally and water as needed. Good places for bulbs to chill out may be in an unheated basement, a crawl space, a cold frame if covered with mulch, or a refrigerator. When roots start to poke out through the drainage holes and leaf shoots are well emerged, bring the bulbs into the main part of the house. Once inside, bulbs need cool, bright conditions to produce long-lasting flowers. A temperature between 60 and 65 degrees Fahrenheit, or 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, is ideal. If you are forcing bulbs for an occasion and they are progressing too quickly, move them to a cooler place with less light so their growth slows. Water your plants every day or two to keep the soil moist but not soggy. After blooming is over, cut back the faded flowers and keep the plants growing so that you can set them out in your garden in the spring. They will once again reward you with flowers next season. Sometimes even mild-mannered gardeners find that it pays to be a little forceful.